You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Like Water by Once You Know, and we are chatting to the man behind Once You Know, Jordan Stewart, down in Pōneki. Kia ora, Jordan. How are you this morning?
Good, Rachel. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's lovely to be able to chat to you. Congratulations, I think, in order twofold, because not only have you just put out this excellent EP as Once You Know, but you're also the drummer in another wonderful Pōneki band, which is Solo Ono, and you guys have just put out another EP called Lavender as well. So it's busy time for you. How are you feeling?
Yeah, good enough. It has been, but it's quite nice, like, after that, after having the EP release, it's sort of like now it's a bit more chilled out again.
Yeah. And I think you guys had a party on Friday for it at the Vogelmorn in Wellington, is that right?
Yeah, we did, but it's Saturday. But
Saturday,
yeah, it was really fun because we haven't, obviously, like, there hasn't been a lot of live gigs on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really nice to have a whole lot of people there to kind of get together and, yeah, see everyone.
So I reckon we should talk about it in two different spaces because they're very different projects. Tell us a wee bit about Once You Know. This is kind of your own brainchild, is that right?
Yeah, well, that sort of started last year's lockdown when we had a bit of time and, like, we were sort of, but me and my wife were both at the point where we wondered, like, kind of what story we were living and, like, who's, I guess we both kind of wanted to just, like, look at things fresh, from a fresh point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of wipe away old stories. So I sort of sat down, I had a deluge, which one of the guys in my band, Rowan Hill, made.
Cool.
And that was a really good tool to just kind of use to just get into my headspace and create something.
And how do you get into that headspace? How do you sort of like find the right writing headspace for you? Because I know it's really different for different people.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, because we had, because we'd both do like lawnmower and gardening, so, and we've got a 5-year-old son, but he was just at home with us.
Yeah.
So we would sort of find ways to take breaks to just go and have space for ourselves, and it was really nice going to him to have like 6 weeks to go, oh, I can really like focus on something.
Yeah, totally. This project I've really enjoyed because it's got quite like a lushness and like a fullness to the sound that does feel very transporting, so I can kind of understand that was maybe the headspace you were sort of trying to work within. What would you say are some of these, I guess, like ideas that you were writing around or exploring for yourself?
It's really just like, I think a lot of it's about trying to reconnect with like nature and trying to be more present. I think that's kind of the main themes, like trying to just like find movement in healthy ways and yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, finding some good spaces there. And how do you sort of feel like when you're making this music, it is different from working with Solo Ono? Because, I mean, obviously the sound is very different. You're more of a surf band in that space. But what makes you sort of like, I guess, tap into this kind of more like almost cold wavy sort of a feeling when you're working on the Once You Know stuff?
I don't really know. I think Solo Ono is like... I guess like playing drums is quite a different thing, and I just kind of play drums based off what other people are doing, so I'm kind of trying to get on Frank and Birgit's vibe with and Solo Ono, which is obviously very different.
Yeah. And how long have you guys been working together as a group, Solo Ono?
Me and Frank met 10 years ago at Watusi in Wellington, which is, well, it's not there anymore, but, and sort of within a week, he said to me that week, he said, oh, I think I said to him, actually, do you want to play a show next week? And he said, oh, I don't have a band. And I said, I'll play drums for you. So we sort of chucked together 6 to 8 songs, and the next week we jumped up and did it. And then since then, we've sort of been on and off, really.
Nice. That seems like a very good way to get music happening, is by necessity. You need a band, so we'll put one together.
Yeah. And we just mostly worked as a two-piece, but then I obviously have other people come in, and then Birgit joined in just after last year's lockdown as well, and that's kind of given us a fresh energy.
Awesome. And so when you are performing, going back to the Once You Know, how does that look live? Because obviously with Solo Ono, there's the three of you and you have like a great chemistry on stage, but who do you play with when you are doing the Once You Know project?
So what happened was, after writing the album on the deluge, I wrote a bunch of songs and I thought, actually, I don't really want to play by myself because it's all about connecting. Well, for me anyway, I like kind of connecting with people to play music and feeding off other people's energy.
Yeah.
So I asked a bunch of friends if they wanted to join in. Everyone was like, yeah, cool, let's do it. And so I sort of try as much as I can to let them shape, you know, bring their own vibe to it, to kind of shape the songs in a different way.
Yeah.
So in the band playing bass is Gareth Thompson-Darling, who plays, he's also got a band called Tawhiti Funk. So his kind of music's probably more funk soul in general, but then he's kind of, oh yeah, I can do this. And I think his bass playing brings a lot to the sound.
Mm.
And then, so we had a guy called Thomas Friggins play drums on the album. But he's in so many bands that he couldn't really commit to it in the end.
Yep.
So I think we did 3 live shows with him, and then we ended up getting Warwick, who also does recording down here.
Oh, cool.
So he actually recorded the EP for us, and then I said, oh, do you want to jump on and play drums? He's like, oh, I'd love to.
Awesome.
And then Rowan Hill, who I mentioned before, who made the deluge, he built using a guitar, he built his own analog synth that goes inside it, and that kind of gives it the distinctive, like, synthy...
Yeah.
And then the other guy, Ethan, was originally, I think he mostly used to play drums, so it's his first band playing guitar, but I mean, he's obviously played lots of guitar, and that's, you know, you can kind of hear,
Well, it sounds awesome. It must be a really fun group to play with live.
Yeah, it's really cool. They're all, like, amazing. Yeah.
So moving back to Solo Ono for a second here, how does a track for Solo Ono come together? Who's the primary songwriter in that group?
Well, it used to be Frank, but Birgit's actually written a couple of the new songs. Like, she was coming up with things on bass, and then Frank would come up with lyrics and guitar. Well, she, I think Birgit wrote the lyrics for Domesticated.
Cool.
Which is, yeah. So it's definitely changed the vibe a little bit, but it's really cool. Like, it's a nice new vibe that we've got going.
Well, I reckon we better listen to a bit of Solo Ono now. I've got Rattlesnake lined up here. If people want to get both the Once You Know EP and Lavender, which is the new one from Solo Ono, where are the best places to go for those, Jordan?
Probably Bandcamp.
Nice.
I mean, obviously you can listen to it on Spotify too, but yeah, I think Bandcamp's generally
go
better.
And buy it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Support some awesome music. Hey, thank you so much, Jordan. Have a lovely rest of your day.
Cool, you too, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.